Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on being dead to sin and alive to God was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
See, again, you don't know who you are. You are dead to failure. You are dead to all of this stuff. You are alive unto God now, and you have the same power that raised Christ from the dead, and you've got to find out who you are and start living out of your spirit instead of out of your flesh. Romans chapter 8, verse 6 says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. What is carnally minded? Again, that word carnal is just talking about flesh. To be minded that, oh God, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Oh God, I am nothing. I can do nothing. Would you please move? That's death. And it doesn't matter if your flesh is better than my flesh. You could have USDA choice flesh and still be. You're in the flesh. If you're in the flesh, you can't please God. You got to quit being in the flesh. What's in the spirit? John chapter 6, verse 63 says, it's the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. God's word is spirit. If you want to see what your flesh is like, if you want to see if your hair's combed, you have to go look in a mirror. You can't tell by how it feels. Amen. But if you want to see what your spirit's like, you can't go by anything. You have to look in the Word of God. It says in James chapter 1 that you look into the perfect law of liberty. This is like a mirror. You know, if I want to see if my hair is combed, I have to look in a mirror. I can't go by how I feel. If I want to see what my spirit's like, I hold this Word up. And what am I like? Man, as Jesus is, so am I. I've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. The same works that Jesus did, I will do also, and even greater works than these. And that's what the Spirit says. And somebody says, but I don't feel it. Well, you carnal thing. See, you're still in the carnal realm because you're going by how you feel. But I feel sadness and defeat. That's what I feel. Well, then your feelings are wrong. I'm telling you in the Spirit, it doesn't matter whether you feel it or not. You just need to pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. But I don't feel love. I have people come and say, would you please pray that God would just pour out His love in my life? Absolutely not. What a terrible prayer. And somebody says, well, what's wrong with that? Because the Bible says He's already commended His love toward us in that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Again, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Your spirit has unbounded love in it. If you aren't feeling the love of God, it's not time to say, oh God, would you do something? It's time for you to quit operating in the flesh and start operating by who you are in the Spirit. And if you don't feel the love of God, well, then just go to talking to yourself. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Start saying, thank you, Father, that you love me, that you carry my picture in your wallet, that you got an 8x10 of me on your mantle. Thank you that you love me. You'll never leave me nor forsake me. And you just start speaking to yourself and you encourage yourself in the Lord. But see, the average Christian, again, doesn't know what they have and they think, I've got to go get healing. I've got to go get joy. I've got to go get blessed. I've got to go get anointing. I've got to pray and I've got to seek God more and then God will respond to me. No, true Christianity is us responding to what God has already done. Jesus said, it's finished. He is seated at the right hand of God the Father, and Jesus isn't healing people and setting people free. He did all of that 2,000 years ago. It's over, and now people are receiving what Jesus has already done. If you come forward tonight and get born again, Jesus is not going to die for you. He's already died for you. He's already forgiven your sins. That doesn't mean that it's credited to your account, because it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, you're saved by grace, that's God's part, through faith, that's your part. God, by grace, has already paid for your sins, but you have to receive it by faith. God has already provided everything, but you are the one that releases it. You're loaded. You've already got everything that you'll ever need. So all of that is in, you are dead to sin. God forbid, if you understood what I was talking about, why would you live in sickness if God has already healed you? If you ever got a glimpse that I have the same power on the inside of me that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, why would you live with problems? It's because people don't believe they've already got it. They believe they could get it. They believe God is capable, but they don't believe they've already had it. If you knew that you were already healed and the same power that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of you, you would not put up with sickness and disease. You wouldn't do it. Amen or oh me. There's people right here in this room that God loves you, I love you, I am not criticizing you, but I am saying you don't know what you've got or you would not put up with sickness. I have people come to me all of the time. I had this one guy come up once and he says, I got a terrible pain in the neck and it just is terrible. And he says, I've got pain down my back hurts, I've got hip pain, I've got sciatica, I've got neuropathy. He went from head to toe and named all of these things. And he says, but the pain in the neck is the worst thing. If God could just heal me of the pain in the neck, I could live with everything else. And I looked at him and I said, well, I understand. If we asked God to heal all of these things at one time, the lights in heaven might dim. I'm not sure that God's got the power to pull it all off at one time. And this guy just looked at me and he says, that was pretty stupid what I said. What? And I said, it was real stupid. But see, I can live with my poor eyesight. I can live with this pain here. I can live with this. I mean, you know, after all, I am getting older, and so I've got to start having pain. And that's the reason you live that way is because you do not believe that you have the same power on the inside of you that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 32, I believe it's verse 7, it says that Moses was 120 years old and his natural force wasn't abated nor his eyesight dim. The day that Moses died at 120 years old, he climbed a mountain, Mount Nebo. At 120 years old, he climbed a mountain. If he could do that under the old covenant when he didn't have a brand new spirit, man, we ought to at least be able to do that. But most of us aren't even shooting for that. Most of us don't even desire this because, again, we look at our physical man instead of our spiritual man. If you have this same power that raised Christ from the dead, why aren't you using it? Why aren't you walking in supernatural health? Why don't you get to a place like Psalms chapter 91, no plague will come nigh my dwelling. That man, I could walk right through the midst of a communicable disease and it's not going to affect me. You know, John G. Lake did that. And many of you have heard that story about they wiped this saliva off of a person's mouth who died and he told the doctor, he says, no germ can touch my body and live. And this doctor didn't believe it, so they wiped that saliva off of a man's mouth who had just convulsed and died, put it under a microscope and you could see all the germs moving, and then he said, watch this. And he just touched his finger to that spit and instantly everything was still. Killed every germ in there. Every one of you have that promise. Why don't we live that way? If we've got that power, why is it that we're afraid? So I had a woman come up to me in January and I stuck out my hand and she said, oh, I can't shake your hand. I've got a cold. And I said, shake my hand. I said, your cold will die when I touch you. Amen. I shook hands with her. I know some of you think I'm weird, but I think you're weird. I think you're weird to have the supernatural healing power of God in you and act like you are just human. We sing songs, Lord, I'm only human. I'm just a man, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's a stupid song. It's got a catchy tune, but it'll kill you. I'm not only human. I'm not just a man. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I've got the supernatural power of God on the inside of me. And I am dead to sin. I am dead to problems. I am dead to this. I am not going to be depressed and defeated. Man, I've had plenty of opportunities. You know, if criticism would kill you, I'd be dead. I've got people that hate me. I've got thousands of blogs written against me and stuff, and yet I'm one happy camper because I'm walking out of who I am in Christ. And there's probably some of you here tonight that don't like me, and you're going to go out and talk about me, and you know what? I'm going to sleep good tonight. It is not going to keep me up. Because in my spirit, I'm full of love, joy, and peace. You know, when our son died, we were driving in and started having the same emotions anybody else would. But I decided I am not going to sit here and grieve in the name of Jesus. I've got love, joy, and peace. And I started praising God and singing. I didn't feel like it. I did it out of faith. And in just a few moments, man, the power of God began to manifest. And praise God, he came back to life. But I'm telling you, you can sit there and make that decision. I just can't do that. I don't have that. That's because you don't see who you are in Christ. Brothers and sisters, every one of you, if you've been born again, you are identical to Jesus. Do you think that Jesus would respond to your problems the way that you would? You know, I just did a Bible study on Tuesday night. We have a live Bible study every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Mountain Time. You ought to check it out. It's awesome. And I had on Rich Van Winkle, a pastor friend of mine from Dallas, and he was talking about this. And he says, there's a lot of people that when they get to heaven, they aren't going to recognize themselves. They aren't going to know themselves because the flesh doesn't go to heaven. And they don't know themselves in the spirit. They're going to get there and think, who is this? Because they're happy. And they've got joy and they've got peace and they're optimistic instead of depressed. If you're depressed and discouraged and pessimistic, you're in the flesh. You're living out of your old man. The residue of your old man is dominating you. You don't have a renewed mind.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on Dead to Sin, Alive to God. This series was recorded at our 2018 Atlanta Gospel Truth Conference and includes 3 sessions taught by Greg Fritz. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM300 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to ask you to check out our helpline. It's open from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our number is 719-635-1111. And they will not only supply you with the materials that we offer, but they will also pray with you. They'll answer questions. They're just an invaluable resource. If you have questions and say, is there any other materials that covers this? These people can answer those questions. Plus, they all are born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost, filled with love. They are just awesome people. Man, we could be a blessing to you. So check it out, 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. The number is 719-635-1111.